Welcome to North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon, and I interview nonprofits and people doing worthwhile things here in the North State. Today, I'm going to interview Lisa Freeman Wood. She is the president of the Chico Art Center, and we're going to learn about the studio and the tour that's coming up this fall. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. And especially, like you said, it's kind of timely because this is a big time for the Art Center in that you've got your open studio art tour coming up.
Yes.
Let's start a little bit here with just a bit of history about the Art Center and the studio and how long those things have been, you know, going on.
The Chico Art Center actually started in the 50s, and it was started by a group of women who wanted a place to showcase their art. And in the 1990s, they moved over to the historic train depot, and that's where the Art Center is located. We have a 800-foot gallery that does art shows about 10 a year. Some of them are community participation. Some of them are juried shows or specific invitational shows. We have a gift shop in the foyer. We have two classrooms, a large one and a small one, so they can be rented for classes, painting groups, private meetings, you know, things like that.
And this is connected, or it's right behind the train car, this
yes.
coffee shop.
Yes. It's right behind the rail car, yes.
And what's the address of that, just so we've got it? I know it's on Orange, isn't it?
Yes, it's 450 Orange.
Okay.
And it's technically Suite 6. There's the Amtrak annex there and the Greyhound as well. So in the same building. In October every year for the last 30 plus years, we've had Open Studios Art Tour. And the Chico Art Center is a membership organization. It has 250 memberships, and we're a nonprofit. So we have a mission statement that is actually two statements, one that involves, you know, benefits for our members, the things we provide for them, and then there's also the mission statement of community membership, how we participate in the greater community of Chico and Butte County, and how we present art activities, art classes, you know, different things like that out in the community. So we have every year, like I said, for the last 30 some odd years, I think it's 32 this year, we have a program where patrons and people in the public can purchase a guidebook, and it comes with a map, and it has a list of the different artists, a picture, a photograph of their work, and then they can go and see and talk to artists in their studios. There's demonstrations sometimes, they can purchase art. This year we have 55 artists participating. And there's also a corresponding website that goes with this. It's called chicoosat.com. Last year, we had to put it all online because there was, you know, it wasn't safe to have people coming in and out of other people's studios. So it was all online. This year, there are a few who've just chosen to remain online, and that's fine. That actually works well for some people who don't have an official studio. And then the rest are you know, opening their studios to the public. So it's our annual fundraiser. It is a lot of fun. I go every year. I love getting to see people's spaces, see their painting materials, look at all kinds of art. I always end up spending more than more than I had really kind of planned on. But it's just so energizing, you know, even if you're not an artist, if you're a musician or someone else who does something creative, writing, you know, all those kinds of things. I think they're springboards for connecting with other people who are creative, artistic, you know, through seeing things, experiencing things, talking about things. And so, you know, this is a community event. It really is, because people are scattered far and wide. You know, I learned about parts of Chico I never even knew, and I'm relatively new to Chico. So, you know, this has helped me get familiar with the area. We also have local business advertisers in our guidebook. And some of them, we've made an effort to include places to stop and eat or get a cup of coffee, because sometimes you're in one end of town and you don't really know where there's a place to go. And after about 2 o'clock, I'm desperately in need of caffeine. So we have a little fork on our map that says, here's a place to stop and get some nourishment. So, you know, this is a real community participation event because we have advertisers. They advertise not only in the guidebook, but also online on our website, on the ChicoOSAT.com website. We also have started a new program this year called Opening Doors to Art. And this is for junior high and high school students. Now, every year in the spring, we always have an art show that is presenting their art. And it's through the art teachers in throughout Chico. You know, it's really an amazing thing for young people to see their art in a show, you know, and the pride they have and showing their family and their friends. And it encourages them and helps to build confidence, you know, and so we decided that we would try to get more connection with that group of people through this program this time, Opening Doors to Art. So what we've done is we've sent out a flyer and a booklet to all of the art teachers, junior high and high school, and the students can bring the flyer in and fill out the bottom, and they get a free booklet, a free guidebook and map. And all we ask in return is that they send us a picture of their favorite artist, their favorite piece, themselves, with, you know, in the studio, whatever. So one, we have feedback, we can put it on social media. This was organized through, you know, BCOE, Jennifer Spangler, who's an important part of BCOE. BCOE is Butte County Office of Education.
Okay.
So yeah, we coordinated through them. And so this is actually, you know, going out to the appropriate teachers. And so we have the teachers are getting one copy of this guidebook as well, free, so that hopefully they can come on the tour and see for themselves. But they can show their students, here's the booklet you'll get if you take this flyer in and trade it in. And, you know, we want them to, again, see this as a trajectory, as a possible career. There are a lot of careers in art. You know, there's gallery directors, there's curators, there's a lot of online jobs now that have to do with art. There's a ton of, you know, especially with COVID, we've had such blossoming of online galleries and shows and things going on the internet that we didn't used to have. So there's a lot of computer related type jobs. There's more computer creativity. There's all kinds of painting and art making software now that there didn't used to be, and things like that. So, you know, getting students to see that these are viable options for their future. And again, just, you know, seeing demonstrations, meeting people, getting to see mm-hmm. art.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. And I really think that it's going to be beneficial. So, you know, we're trying to encourage that segment of the community. So,
yeah, which is, you know, something that's in a lot of organizations, to encourage younger people to get involved. We have that in radio too, to try mm-hmm. to get some younger folks interested.
Yes.
I love the idea of getting them in that way. They get to go, yes. We get to go for free.
Yes. Yeah.
They get to see it. So 55 artists. So
yes.
Is that over a weekend?
Good question. Each artist has a picture, a photo of their one piece of their artwork in the guidebook. And then they bring in one piece of artwork to put in the gallery. So we have our gallery director. She puts it all together, you know, nicely for us. And then the gallery opens October 2nd. That is the opening day of the show. And the reception is from 5 to 7 in the evening. It's free. And the gallery show will run until the 24th of October. And we are open from during the week from 12 to 4 and on the weekends from 10 to 4. And then the two weekends, we have two weekends for the actual tours.
Okay.
So you don't have to call ahead. You just, you know, make your decision on where you're going to go. You have the map and you go. So the two weekends, first one is the 16th and 17th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second weekend is the one right after it, the 23rd and 24th.
the way it is you get your guidebook, you get to take your tour any way you want to.
Exactly.
All the studios are prepared, knowing that someone's coming. Sometimes there'll be a lot of people, sometimes not so many.
Yes, and we will be, asking them to observe COVID safety regulations, and some people will be very specific on their request in the booklet says, people must wear a mask. Some people say they all must be vaccinated, whatever. But yeah, you can do it any way you want. And for me, I plan my days out and then I chunk things. So, I go to the north end on this day and then I go to the south end on a different day. And
good idea. And then if you go to the studio, you can kind of get a little idea about what art you might want to see.
Exactly. The gallery. Yes. Yeah. The gallery exhibit. Yes.
And the gallery opens on the 2nd. And yes. Then this is a nice thing for people to know about is from 5 to 7 on the 2nd, there's a free reception.
Yes, absolutely. So
there'll be some of the artists there.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sure quite a few of them. Yeah.
So that would be a nice thing to attend. And then that's open until the 24th. You can go to the studio anytime.
Right.
Okay. So now where does one get their guidebook?
Okay. Good question. The guidebooks can be purchased directly from the Art Center, of course, and also Chico Paper Company, Art Etc., and Ellis Art.
Okay.
They all sell the guidebooks.
Okay.
And the 2 weekends for the actual tour of the studios, they're open from 10 till 5. It's a little longer than what the Art Center normally stays open, but we stay open from 10 to 5, and then the individual studios stay open from 10 to 5 for the 2 weekends.
And you need to have the guidebook to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. It comes with a map. And it comes with an access code so that you can get into the ChicoOSAT.com. And if you don't want to go at all, if you're not comfortable and you just want to look at the website, you can purchase the guidebook right there on ChicoOSAT.com. Mm-hmm. You just pay through PayPal or a credit card and you get an access code and you can just look right there and look at everybody's art. It's okay. Beautiful. It's a beautiful website.
Oh, I
know. Lots of beautiful art. By
looking at the little guidebook that you had there, it looks beautiful.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Lisa Freeman Wood from the Chico Art Center, talking about the gallery and the art studio tour coming up here in October. Stay tuned for more of the interview after our break. Our interview with Lisa Freeman Wood from the Chico Art Center. And you're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. And my name is Bobby Tryon.
What does OSAT stand for?
Open Studios Art Tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's get some of those. So OSAT.com is where you would go to get your guidebook and information, probably?
Well, it's Chico, it's ChicoOSAT.com. So it's capital C, Chico, and then capital OSAT. So ChicoOSAT.com.
Okay.
That's the website. So if you don't want to buy a guide and you just want to see it on the website, you click on there and it says, do you have an access code, which would be in here if you purchase this. Yeah. Or if you don't have an access code, it says, would you like to buy one right now for $15? It's our annual fundraiser.
Sure.
And so then you will have that access code. You can use it for a year, available all year. So you can, go back and forth and our artists develop new work during the year. Somebody wants to, they have a mother's birthday somewhere during the year. They want to buy something from them. They can just go on the website. And that's, one of the benefits of having it online. Last year was the first year we did that. We created a whole new website.
Yeah.
So we actually have, Chico Art Center has its own website as well, which is just for Chico Art Center. So there's two.
I did look at that one, yeah.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Okay. And is that chicoartcenter.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know this year, of course, no other artists could be involved, but how does an artist get involved?
You know, we send the announcements out in the summer, and they pay an application fee. The application fee includes membership.
Okay.
So they become a member if they haven't been, which, you know, allows them to participate in a membership show for free in January, reduced fees for classes, for entry fees, for juried shows, fantastic newsletter every month by email, and things like that. So there are benefits to membership.
You don't need to be an artist to be a member.
No, not at all. No, we have a lot of people who are just patrons. You know, they love to come and look at the art, and they come to the receptions and they buy art and they, you know, do whatever. No, you don't have to be an artist. Anybody can join. And it's not expensive. It's $40 a year for a person.
Yeah, that's great. And then do these volunteers help some with some of these things that you're doing, I'm sure?
We are a nonprofit organization, so we only have two part-time staffers, an office manager mm-hmm. and our gallery director. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of us are all volunteers.
Yep.
Yeah, it's you know, volunteers are vital, and you don't have to be an artist to come in and help. You know, I mean, we have young people, we have people who are not artists, but they just want to help because they love being around art.
Right. And if you're inclined towards art,
yes,
it's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. You get to see beautiful art. You get to see interesting art. You meet interesting people. Not all art is fun and beautiful and happy, but it sparks conversations and thoughts, and it's a reflection of society, you know, and that's part of the purpose of art is to generate emotion and feedback and connection between people. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and the tour does that.
Yes.
I love that idea because then you really get to see the artist and their studio.
Oh.
I've gone to one. Just they're beautiful because they're
yes.
all ready for you and they set it up so nice.
And they're happy to have you in their space. They want to share with you what they do because artists, you know, are very isolated. And, you know, this is true of a lot of creative people, musicians, writers, artists, you know, I mean, we create in solitude. We create, you know, being solitary beings. Sometimes that's not easy. You know, and it's, you can get bogged down in your own head or your own process, your own doubts. And so, you know, having a connection with the public is really important. Mm-hmm. But one of the neat things about going on the tour is that sometimes there's a connection that they will share with you. Oh yeah, this is when I went, you know, boating on the lake, you know, and I saw this deer on the shore or whatever. I mean, you, and sometimes that's enough for somebody to buy a piece of art because it generates a connection with them. It resonates in some way. It's fun to have a piece of art where you can, you know, you have, you know, your family or friends visit and you say, oh, I bought this right from the artist and, you know, here's the story behind it or whatever.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's another way of sharing people's connections and experiences, and it you know, it just goes on. So
yeah
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah
it's a tradition in Chico. It really is, and some people look forward to it every year. I mean, they really love to go see new artwork and, you know, revisit people that they've, you know, have seen for years. You know, I've taken my son's girlfriend, my sister-in-law is supposed to come up from Southern California this year to go with me on one weekend. Mothers and daughters, friends, you know, it's definitely a fun thing to do.
Also, probably lucrative for the artists.
Yes, it is. Yes, and that's part of why they do it. And, you know, we encourage them to have a range of prices so that you can have cards or you can have, you know, really expensive things.
Yeah.
You have a range, but the one benefit, honestly, that they get is that they don't have to pay anything to a gallery or, you know, there's no middleman.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a benefit to them.
Yeah. So let's get those dates again so people know. The best thing to do is to go to the osat.com or the Chico Arts Center and get your guidebook.
Yeah. Yes, the guidebook can be purchased right through the Art Center or the other places that's for sale. You won't get a physical guidebook if you just go online.
Okay.
You will just get access to the to the online chicoosat.com.
Okay. Then on the 2nd of October, which is coming right up,
Yes.
You can go to the studio or the gallery.
The gallery, uh-huh.
Right, the gallery, which is at
450 Orange Street.
Right, yeah, 450 Orange, which mm-hmm. is out by the Amtrak.
It's in the historic depot building.
October 2nd, mm-hmm. if you'd like to be there for the grand opening, which yes. is 5 to 7. The gallery will have the art there through the 24th. Mm-hmm. And the tour, we have 2 weekends for the tour. The 16th and the 17th and the 23rd and the 24th.
Yes.
Okay, so get your book so that you can plan. I like yes. North Chico, then you go South Chico. yeah. And yeah. I like that you've got some places in between you can get coffee or some food. That's a good idea.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You get a fold-out map. So it's, you know, it's not to scale, but it's very clear. You know, you have places marked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, with the numbers. So you know where you're going.
You could take a lot of time in a day.
Yes.
You just have to plan it out so that mm-hmm. you're not all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one other thing that I just want to point out on the tour is, you know, this is not just painting. This is sculpture. This is jewelry. This is ceramics, fiber, glass. I mean, it's the range is extraordinary. We have some really talented people here in Chico, and they continue working, you know. So I think a lot of them just hunkered down last year and produced a lot of artwork, I'm hoping. So we will see some, you know, really nice new things.
Yeah, so. That's a good thing to think about. You're right. This is a big year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What a successful venture.
Thank you.
All the way around. It's just a good one for everybody involved.
And yes. We work hard. We work hard on it. You know, every year we try to focus on something that needs to be done a little better, you know, a little smoother, a little faster. How can we reach into the community more? Like I said, you know, this is truly a community event where you have the exchange of money, you know, you have across the culture, you know, across the community in lots of ways. And it, you know, as well as, you know, people connecting with other people that they would have no other way of meeting, you know?
Right. I think so too. And like you said, a year with a lot of new and interesting things. People have been pulled up.
Yes.
Ready to show what they've done.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Lisa, thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
I'm glad that we connected and we can get that out there, especially for that grand opening on October 2nd.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
And the websites are the ones that's osat.com, chicoosat.com.
Yes.
Where people want to go if they want any more information. I'm sure there's phone numbers there if people have specific questions that they can call you and ask.
Yes.
I'm happy to hear about it. I did know about it, but probably not as much, certainly, as I've learned today. Well, thank you again, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for interviewing me. I really love to share this information because I feel like, you know, we have a vital organization. It's very interesting to be involved in. And, you know, I think it adds to the community for sure in lots of ways.
You know, I had one other question. Is the art gallery, does it always have something in it?
Almost always. We have to have like a week downtime sometimes between shows. You can go on the website. The schedule is, you know, the next year's schedule will be posted soon. You know, they can always call for information.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Neat. That's just something that people should be checking out probably all the time.
Yes. Yes. And the gallery, Chico Art Center website itself has archive newsletters, which are great. They're full of interesting information and things. It has all of the gallery exhibits that we couldn't do last year online. We did them all online. And some of them are actually like a gallery that you can kind of tour and wander. It's a virtual gallery. And some of them are just, you know, the pieces on the website, you know, presented that way. But there was some interesting stuff we did last year, you know, that people can look at as well. So, you know, definitely check it out.
All right. Great. Thanks again, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Lisa Freeman Wood from the Chico Art Center, talking about the art tour for this month with the grand opening at the gallery this Saturday. More information at chicoosat.com. You've been listening to North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon. I do pre-recorded interviews with people from nonprofits in the North State. Seems like a lot of them are from Chico, but that is where I am, so it seems that way. I do Zoom interviews, so I can do interviews with anyone. So if you're interested in being on the show, call me at 530-520-1593, and we can set up a time. It doesn't have to be a nonprofit. Someone that's doing something interesting here in Chico, I think, is interesting for all of our listeners. So again, you can call me at 530-520-1593, listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico Community Radio. Our studios are in Chico. So come back again next Tuesday with an interview about the New Haven Humane Society. Stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive, and stay tuned to 90.1 FM. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.